State Controller Tom DiNapoli's office is out with its annual review of industrial development agencies. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, the controller found little linkage between job creation and tax breaks.
The comptroller says that for the second year in a row, he found that an increase in tax exemptions given out did not lead to higher job creation. Industrial development agencies, or IDAs, often use tax breaks as a way to encourage a company to expand or create jobs. Deputy Comptroller Steve Hancock says each job gained cost taxpayers about $2,700. That's 9% more than it cost the year before.
We continue to be concerned that the evidence presented is not clear that the cost of these various economic development activities equate to the benefits.
The comptroller's office is again pushing legislation that it says would allow more oversight of IDAs. The New York State Economic Development Council, a lobbying firm representing IDAs, says the cost per job ratio is phenomenal and refutes some of the comptroller's conclusions. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.